Now let's look at Article 2, the executive branch. A president will manage the affairs of the country. The president must have been born in the United States, be at least 35 years old, and be a U.S. resident for at least 14 years. The president will be paid a salary. The amount cannot change during the president's term. And the president may not receive any additional compensation from the government. The president will be removed from office if convicted of treason, bribery, or other serious crimes. The Constitution says the president is elected for a term of 4 years. George Washington, the country's first president, was re-elected and served 2 terms from 1789 to 1797. What does the president do? The Constitution says the president should be the commander-in-chief of the military, pardon crimes under federal law, nominate and appoint ambassadors, Supreme Court judges, and other public officials, give Congress a report on the State of the Union, and enforce the law. The president recognizes other nations and is the country's top diplomat. The president also makes treaties with other nations. However, a majority of 2/3 of senators must approve the treaty. Here, President Ronald Reagan signs a treaty with Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987. How is the president elected? A group of electors from every state will choose the president and vice president. The number of electors each state has equals the number of senators and representatives it has in Congress. For example, a state with 2 senators and 6 representatives will have 8 electors. However, senators, representatives, and other government officials may not serve as electors. Congress decides when the state electors will give their votes for president. The day will be the same for all states. In 2013, Barack Obama accepted the job by saying, as all presidents do,
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help me God.
How is the vice president elected? In 1787, the person who received the 2nd highest total of votes became the vice president. Today, political parties may nominate a candidate for vice president along with a candidate for president. The pair are elected at the same time and serve the same 4-year term. What happens if the president dies? When a president dies, the vice president becomes the president. But if neither the president nor the vice president can do the job, Congress will decide who becomes president. 8 presidents have died in office. 4 died of natural causes, and 4 were killed. Here, Lyndon Johnson becomes president after John F. Kennedy was killed in 1963. President Kennedy's widow watches the new president take the oath of office.